Greetings and welcome to another edition of the FPL Dilemma for an Addict, the official podcast of the Football Addicts Facebook community. If you haven't joined already, please do so. It's a good community and you'll be doing yourself a bit of a favour. It's just another avenue to have a look at some other views from some people you may not have met before. There's some good people on there. So yeah, join the group and get amongst it. Don't be a lurker, be a contributor. It's always nice to have more people contributing and bouncing some new ideas from some new people. Awesome. So this will be the first podcast, the normal general podcast that I'll be recording and uploading onto the community. Prior to the season, I had recorded a series of pods, special pods for the pre-season to give everyone the most help and the most insightful information they can get from the research that I had done. Eventually, hopefully, I will be getting special guests on every show. We'll get Adrian on more. So yeah, so it's just me today, but flying solo again. So apologies for that. So yeah, but the initial podcast, the first normal podcast, I went over the podcast structure in my very, very first episode, which is about 10 episodes ago. I've gotten rid of some segments. I think if I was faithful to the original structure of the program, I'd be here for hours. So we're just going to have a look at the first three or four segments that I pitched on the initial podcast. So the first thing that we'll be looking at is he has just scored a sick round and scored a shedload of points. Should you bring him in or not? So we're going to look at the biggest point scorers and we're going to determine whether it's just a bit of a fluke and you rushing to get him in will be a knee jerk, or is the fact that you have just brought him in a good, sound decision or not. So we will start with the goalkeepers. So with the goalkeepers, we'll just look at the top, probably one or two point scorers, I think, determine whether it's worth bringing them in or not. So the first player we're looking at is Adrian from West Ham, the Portuguese goalkeeper. He scored 11 points. How did he score 11 points? He got three bonus clean sheet. He got six saves, which is a point for each three saves, and he played 90 minutes. Wow, that's a fantastic round for him. I would suggest a tentative yes if you have Courtois. I wouldn't be rushing to get him in if you've got, say, other goalkeepers and, you've brought those goalkeepers in for a reason. But if you have Courtois and he gets suspended for a couple of games, then definitely I'd consider bringing him in, primarily for the reason that they have really good fixtures and they seem, they just kept a clean sheet against Arsenal. It still wouldn't surprise me to see them concede to some lesser teams, but I think if you have, so the answer to that one is if you have Courtois, then I would consider downgrading him to Adrian and pocketing the 0.5 and saving that for another transfer down the road. Okay, so that's Adrian. I haven't looked at the West Ham's defensive stats. I'm not sure how many shots they conceded. I would imagine their total shot ratio won't be that good because I watched the first half and they conceded quite a few shots. Ozil should have scored at one point. Well, I know Giroud took like five shots inside the box. So yeah, and he made six saves. So I mean, on any other day, he probably would have conceded, but it was one of those funny days, and he kept a clean sheet. But yeah, I would consider bringing him in for the Courtois downgrade. And the next one is Romero from Man United. So yeah, it was a good performance from him. I watched their game against Tottenham. He played pretty well. He got massive raps from Mark Bosnich. I don't think Romero was all that good. I think you'd find if you looked at the shots and if you looked at the data and looked at the expected goals he was supposed to concede, you'd probably find that his performance wasn't as tremendous as what Mark Bosnich was suggesting. I think, United should have conceded. Eriksen should have scored in the first 5 minutes with his lob shot type thing. And he made another save with Eriksen again, but I don't think that wasn't a too hard shot to save. And he made some good reads. His distribution in the first half hour or so was absolutely appalling. But I would perhaps consider bringing him in Let's just look at the fixtures. With Aston Villa away, Newcastle at home, Swansea away. So a couple of decent fixtures there. For me personally, even though Smalling defended admirably and he defended reactively, I don't think they were as cohesive as a unit that much. I think United will concede. I would even say they were a bit lucky to get the clean sheet. So I wouldn't get him in. He's still not entirely nailed on. We don't know what's going to happen to David De Gea. I mean, it looks like he's going, but yeah, I'd get Adrian before I would get Romero. All right, so that's that one. That's the goalkeeper's done. So let's move on to defenders. So Kompany at 14, he scored the goal. I don't know. I wouldn't be chopping and changing my defenders just after the first week yet. I mean, Kompany's not going to score a goal, you know, probably for the rest of the season. How much is he? He's 6. I probably would leave it. I mean, City will start conceding soon. How are their fixtures? Chelsea away. So you probably wouldn't bring him in. There's a good chance they'll concede to Chelsea. Everton away. And then they have a nice little run there at the start of game week 4. So maybe game week 4. If you play your wild card, then a Man City defender might be worth bringing in. If we have some idea of Kolarov getting nailed on by then, I'll probably get him in over Kompany. So yeah. If you're getting Kompany in because he scored a lot of points, then that's knee jerkiness personified. So no, I'd say no for that one. Okay. Let's move on to Gomez. Nah, he's still not nailed on. It's very risky getting him, so no. Delaney, what's his first name? He's from Crystal Palace. Damien Delaney, I thought it was that. He scored a goal, so Crystal Palace will be conceding most games. Their fixtures are pretty horrid, so that's a big no-no. Chris Smalling, nah. Same reason as for Romero, they'll start conceding. Amavi from Aston Villa, he must have got the assist for the Guestetti goal. He did. Nah, I wouldn't bother with him either. They have pretty... they've got Man United away. Then they've got 4 decent fixtures, but I wouldn't bother. You know, you've got your rotations there for a reason. Just stick with it. And that's the top 5. Awesome. Moving on. Let's go. Midfielders. Torre. Interesting. He took 2 shots in goal, and he scored from both of them. That's typical Torre. If you've got him, obviously, you're very happy and elated. I had him in a lot of my drafts. I really wanted to downgrade Sterling to Torre, but I went the safer option because Sterling's ownership is a lot higher than his. I mentioned Torre in my differentials pod with Adrian, so if you're listening to that and you got him in because of me, I expect, I don't know, something. And, yeah, I probably wouldn't be getting him in. If you've got Sterling, definitely don't downgrade to Torre. I didn't see the first half. I got cranky. Like, I started watching it half time and cracked it because they'd scored 2 goals and Sterling hadn't got any returns. Looking at the stats, he had 2 shots from pretty dangerous situation. Positions, I would say they were just inside the danger zone, and he got them both on target, but they obviously both saved. Yeah, I wouldn't be knee-jerking Torre in that, but I think that's everyone's famous last words a couple of seasons ago. But yeah, I wouldn't be rushing to get him in. If you've got Torre, I'd save the trade. If you've got Fabregas, I would possibly consider it. Fabregas does not have I don't think he took any set pieces. He might have took a few corners, but Oscar took most of the set pieces and he scored from them. So yeah, if you love trading, then I might downgrade Fabregas to Torre, but I probably wouldn't bother. Yeah, so let's move on to Mahrez. Now I had Mahrez. He was someone that I spoke about in my podcast in quite some depth. So, and I got him in. I walked the talk and I walked the walk as well with him. So I got him in and he did well. He's pretty well the reason why I've had a half decent start to my FPL season. Yeah, if you have some, I don't know, I mean, if you love trading, I'd get him in. If you've played your wild card, definitely get him in. He didn't perform particularly well last season, but his minutes per shot average was quite good. I think it was better than Sadio Mane's from Southampton. His creativity stats were pretty good. He was in and out of the team last year for Leicester. And I just had I brought him in as a bit of a punt. He was owned by 2% of the game, and he did well. So I would consider bringing him in. If you are making a trade in your midfield, I would consider bringing him in. Also because of the fact that it will give you most likely money in the bank to bring in Aguero or whoever, or Sanchez, whoever you're going to bring in next week or the week after. So, yep, I would consider bringing in Mahrez if you're making a trade, definitely. He had 5 shots, the 4 of them were inside the box, and he created like 4 chances or something. And I watched that game, and he was fantastic. He was absolutely on fire. He's a bit of a shoot on sight kind of play, which is good for FPL. He was just really good. He made heaps of entries into the final third into the box. He just skinned a lot of players, left them for dead. There was like 4 or 5 times he skinned up one of the defenders, and it just looked like he had, you know, mountains of space in front of him, inside the box. So yeah, he's definitely one to consider. Cool. So let's move on to Albrighton. Same thing. He scored 15 as well. I'd probably go Mahrez over Albrighton though, just because he has more goal threat. Albrighton's 0.5 less, so he comes at 5.0. Yeah, I'd consider him just for the same reasons as Mahrez. You might go him as a differential because most people will probably be going for Mahrez because he scored 2 goals. Okay, Coutinho. Oh, and Leicester. I thought they had good fixtures, but then I had a look and they're a bit mick. The next one aren't too crash hot. Let's just change that to attacking. So they got West Ham away, and then Tottenham at home, Bournemouth away, Aston Villa at home. So I reckon they'll score against Tottenham, Bournemouth, and Villa, but West Ham, we're not too sure yet. Actually, it wouldn't surprise me if they score against West Ham. Like, they're not too bad fixtures, so you've got that in your pocket as well if you decide to bring him in. Yeah, so he had heaps of shots, 4 shots inside the box, which is a very good stat. It's a very good stat, and it helps you predict his future returns. So next up, we've got Coutinho. I'm not sure. I didn't watch the game. I'm not sure what his stats are like. I'd just probably say no. There's a good chance you got Benteke already, and just keep him. Even though Benteke didn't play particularly well, according to reports. Well, in terms of attacking threat, I heard that he held the ball up well and that kind of stuff. But in terms of attacking threat, he was pretty non-existent. I'm not sure what Coutinho's stats like, but I wouldn't bother. It's just, yeah, save your trade with that one. Next up, we've got Andre Ayew. Yeah, definitely. He's definitely worth a downgrade. If you're trading, I would definitely consider him. I watched the game. He looked unreal. He's a great talent. We all knew he was a great talent. He's going to keep doing well. Swansea have fantastic fixtures. Well, actually, they are amazing fixtures. Newcastle at home, they'll score. Sunderland away, they'll score. Man U at home, nothing stopping them there. Watford away, Everton home. Southampton away, but iffy. Tottenham at home. So there's heaps of blue good fixtures there. Yep, I would definitely consider him. Definitely. Cool. Let's move on. And then we've got Kabai. I would not consider him. He had 2 shots in the game, 1 inside the box, 1 on target. I didn't watch the game, but I've heard that he didn't show that much attacking threat. They have horrible fixtures as well, so I'll probably... And he played in the double pivot as well. I think Jednak came on for someone and he got pushed up, and that's when he scored his goal. But yeah, I probably wouldn't consider Kabai at this stage of the season. That's not a bandwagon. I don't think he's not going to explode as much as I think Mahrez or Andre Ayew probably will. Cool, so they are the biggest scorers in the midfield. Let's move on to the forwards, the biggest scorers, looking at them. So the first one is it Aruna Kone? So that's definitely a no, because he's not going to hold this spot. Next one's Papi Cisse. It's interesting. Newcastle's fixtures are still like just horrible, so... Swansea away, Man U at home, Arsenal at home, West Ham away. Their first decent fixture is like another 4 fixtures away. So I'll just say no, just because of that. And he's safe. Like he's not going to be a bandwagon. His ownership isn't going to go up. It's at 2.3%. So yeah, I wouldn't bother. And looking at the other forwards, are there any that stand out from the big scorers? Zarate, nah.
Defoe, well, why not Zárate? Actually, I don't think he's completely nailed on. He wasn't last season. I don't know. I would say no. Defoe, yeah, for sure. He looked really good. He's one that people were looking at pre-season. He's nailed on. So yeah, I'd consider him if you're doing something. Fletcher, no, he's not nailed on. Gomez, definitely. He looks good. He has good attacking stats, good shot volume, looked dangerous. In a Swansea side that is in a touch of form, yep, I'd consider him, definitely. If you're downgrading. Ighalo, not nailed on. He didn't start. He'll probably start next game, but it's not guaranteed. Gestetti, yes, I would consider him. Is it Rudy Gestetti? I think he's French. At the new signing for Aston Villa, yep, I'd definitely consider him. Even though Villa's fixtures are not good, he just seems built for the Premiership. Strong in the air, bit of a bulldog. Yep, I'd consider him. Cool, so that is that part of the segment. Let's move on to part two. So that part was looking at the players that scored well, so they just had to stick around and, whether I would consider bringing them in. Okay, so let's move on to the bandwagon. So these are the guys that people are bringing into their teams, and whether I sort of agree with it and whether you should follow the masses here and doing the same thing. So yeah, a lot of this, similar players here, and yeah, so I'll probably be repeating myself, but I'll try not to talk about those people so much that I've already spoken about. All right, so for goalkeepers, Romero and Adrian are being brought in by the masses. I've already spoken about them. Tentative yes for Adrian, Romero not so much. All right, defenders, Gomez, nah, not nailed on. Darmian, same reasons for Romero. Yeah, I'm not sure. Oxford, definitely no. He's not gonna. I mean, he's no. He's just not nailed on. If you get him in, very risky. And that'll do. I won't speak about the rest of them. I'll just sort of stick to players above 40,000 transfers in. Mahrez, spoken about him. Coutinho, spoken about him. So yes for Mahrez, no for Coutinho, no for Kabay. Moving on to forwards, Kone, no. Gomez, yes. Defoe, half yes. Cool. So they are the bandwagons, ones that I would consider being brought in. Aguero is being brought in. That doesn't surprise me. Aguero has been brought in by 17,000 players. What's his ownership now? 13%. Bugger. So he is slowly rising. Benteke's being brought in. So that would be for the Bournemouth fixture. Benteke is owned by 42% of the game. If you don't own him and he explodes, that's bad. Pella is being brought in. That doesn't surprise me. He's gaining a name for himself. Scored a goal. 16% ownership. Cool. All right, so that is that. That's part two done. Well, that was easy. So yeah, I thought I'd find that once I start getting through the parts, I'll probably start repeating myself, and I'll start getting through the pods quicker. All right, so let's look at the highly owned players. So we've looked at the movement, the bandwagons, and the transfers being brought in. All right, so let's look at the players that are actually really highly owned and whether you would consider bringing them in as a defensive measure. I mean, I wouldn't recommend doing this now, but yeah, it's just something to think about. All right, so we've got goalkeepers, the top highly owned keepers, Petr Cech from Arsenal and Courtois from Chelsea. So Courtois' ownership is going to start decreasing quickly if he does get suspended for some time. Actually, he's red flag. What is it? What are they saying? Suspended until 23rd of August. So maybe they. So that's a couple. If that's correct, he will be out for this weekend, and I'm not sure when they play. So he's at least gone for 1 week. So yeah, his ownership will quickly fall. Right. So let's move on to the defenders. Nathaniel Clyne. Yep. He really killed my game week this week. I was ranked, I think it was about 60,000, and then Liverpool played, and I dropped 40,000 places because he got a clean sheet, basically. If you have a defender that didn't play, or i.e. Leighton Baines, then he might be a good one to bring in. What are Liverpool's fixtures like? Bournemouth, Arsenal, so yeah, a bit mixed. But yeah, he might be worth bringing in. Even if they Liverpool can see, there's still a half decent chance he's going to get some attacking some kind of attacking returns. He does boast some creative intent. All right, Ivanovic. Yeah, it's a tricky one. I have Aspilicueta, and I got a bit lucky. He got that one of those jammy assists, the free kick assists. Oh, probably not Ivanovic. Actually, I was reading of the day on a blog that, yeah, like, he was pretty bad. I think it was Montero. Was it Montero? I think it was Montero, or was it AU? I can't remember. But one of them, like, just absolutely ate him alive. He had no chance. Oh, I probably wouldn't consider bringing him in. His ownership is going to quickly decrease. I'll just see if they're not. It doesn't say. I'm not sure how many players have sold him. That's right. So, yeah, probably not. Jakey Elka is highly owned. That's a bit silly. They have horrible fixtures. I definitely wouldn't be bringing him in. We've got Jose Font. Would I be bringing him in at this stage because of his ownership? Probably not. Nah. Aspilicueta, nah. Defenders are different than the midfielders and strikers. There's a good chance if there's a highly owned defender, you've probably got him covered somewhere else. I haven't got Liverpool defence covered, so if I wildcard early, I probably would be getting a Liverpool defender, and probably not Klein. I'd probably try and get someone cheaper. Ivanovic, I've got covered with Aspilicueta. Everton, no, they have bad fixtures, and they're just not very good at the moment. Font, I don't have covered, but I don't think they'll be as defensively resolute as what they have been in the past. Or then again, their fixtures are amazing. Everton at home, Watford away, Norwich at home, West Brom away, and then they've got a couple of dodgy ones. Yeah, if I was playing a wild card now, I would consider getting a Southampton defender in just to cover Font's big ownership. Aspilicueta I've already got. So yeah. Cool, let's move on to midfielders. Hazard. I would not be bringing him in. They have two wonky fixtures. Last game against Swansea, he only had one shot on goal, but apparently there's like a really good chance he could have scored. Apparently it did hit the keeper in the face. I wouldn't be bringing him in, but if you've got him, don't sell him. Like, that'd be stupid. Right here, Depay, would you consider bringing him in? No, definitely not. Henderson, no. Sterling, I wouldn't be bringing him in. Cazorla, no. Nah. Cool, that's that. Let's move on to forwards. Benteke, if I didn't have him, that'd be playing on my mind considerably. 42%. Yeah, if he does something, then, and well, if he scores two goals, that's like 15 points. Oh, less than that. And yeah, he'll mess with you. Rooney, yeah, I'd consider bringing him in if you don't already have him. Harry Kane. That's tough because you can't have Benteke, Rooney and Kane in the same team. If you did, it would be to the detriment, you know, of the rest of your team. Yeah, if I didn't have Benteke and Rooney and Pella, I'd probably, if I had someone that I would want to get rid of, or if I had someone like that's like heaps expensive, then I'd probably downgrade to Kane so I could try and get Aguero in somehow. But he's 9.5. You can't have all three of those dudes. It's just impossible. Especially if you want to try and incorporate, you know, Aguero and or Sanchez. Berahino, no. Pella, he's in form. 16% ownership. He's probably one to think about. Then there's Aguero at 13%. So he's the sixth most owned player already. Cool. So that's end of part three. Let's have a look at part four. Cool. Differentials. I won't look at differentials yet. I covered that with Adrian last week. Cool. So the next segment of the program was, we called it the Lemmings Player of the Round. I really like this one. So this is the player that everyone has jumped on board because he had one big round. I mean, but we can't do that yet. I'll start, and this would be interesting. Like, I can make some predictions. Like, people are jumping on Oxford, and he'll probably lose his spot next week. So he's going to be that Lemmings player that everyone has jumped on. and I think it's going to do rubbish. So there's him. Let's go back and we'll make some predictions. Romero, yeah, that's going to be interesting. Heaps of people are bringing him in, and I'm predicting that he's not going to keep clean sheets. So there's one as a prediction. I think Gomez will lose his spot to Moreno in the next two game weeks. So there's three. Yeah, Oxford was my first one. Coutinho, I've got a feeling he'll drop off. Kabay, he'll drop off. I'm not going to say Torre because he's just a troll. And Kone. Was it Kone? Whatever we pronounce it. Rune Kone. Alright, so lock those five in as potential Lemmings players that people are going to get in and they're going to do nothing. So that's Romero, Oxford, Gomez, Coutinho, Kabay, and Aruna Kone. Awesome. Cool, so let's go to the next part. That was good, I enjoyed that. So who's going to keep a clean sheet this week? It's a toughie this week. We've got Villa and Man U, nah. Southampton, Everton, nah. Oh, nah. Spurs, Stoke, nah. Sunderland, Norwich, nah. Swansea, Newcastle, nah. Watford, West Brom. Yeah, I think West Brom will keep a clean sheet there against Watford away. Yep, lock that one in. West Ham, Leicester. I'm going to say no just because I've got Mahrez and I hope Leicester scores. But yeah, that could be. Yeah, well, let's lock West Ham in. So West Ham, West Brom, Arsenal. I'm going to say Arsenal away. I think Wenger will shore up. Yeah, his defence, he's spoken about defensive lapses, and he's going to be flogging them boys this week, I think. City, Chelsea, I'm going to say Chelsea for a clean sheet. For that one, I think they'll park the bus this one. I think Mourinho is going to go back to his bus parking a little earlier than what he did last season. Liverpool, Bournemouth, I'll hate to say it, but Liverpool will probably keep a clean sheet. There'll be two clean sheets in a row for them. Cool, so they are my clean sheets for the week. There's no science, but there was no science behind that. That's just me looking at the fixtures then and just making pretty subjective prediction. So who's going to score big this weekend and no one hasn't? I haven't prepared for this pod, as you could. I haven't got any notes, as you could probably have been able to tell. So what I'll do is I'll try and make this as quick as I can. How much time I got? Right, yeah. And I'm just going to organize the teams by percentage, looking at players that no one's got that I think can do well. So starting at Arsenal, there's no one. So this is looking at differentials. No one. Chamberlain's he's over 5%. Sanchez is owned by 6.5% of the game. He's not a differential in the true sense, according to my bet criteria. So no one at Arsenal. Cool. Let's move on. Aston Villa. Who have they got? Man United. I'm predicting a Man United concession. And I'll say St. Clair has the potential to get a goal, and he's only owned by 3% of the game. Yep. And Gasteddy again. Rudy Gasteddy, I think he has a chance to get something as well. Again, he's owned by 0.7. Cool, so that's Sinclair and Gasteddy from Aston Villa for that one. Some differentials. Let's look at Bournemouth. Who have they got? Liverpool. Nah, no one. They won't do anything. All right. Chelsea, Oscar come through for me. I predicted that he would do something, and he did. Who are they playing? No, actually, he won't play. They will push Fabregas up for this one and bring in Ramirez. So nothing for Oscar because he probably won't start. Moving on to Palace. Let's have a look. Anyone there? Another one of the players that I predicted might do well, Wilfred Zaha. So he come through. Who have they got? Arsenal? Nah, they won't do anything. Cool, no one there. Who have we got so far? We've got those boys from Villa. And that's it, isn't it? Yeah, cool. Let's look at Everton. Who have they got? Southampton away. Oh, that'd be a toughie. I think Southampton will concede, but it won't be by much. And Barkley's owned by 4.5%. He played really well. He scored one of his two or three crackers of the season. So, tentative yes for him. And that, is anyone else? Morales, the heck is yellow flag? That's interesting, I didn't know that. Yeah, let's just stick Barkley in. Cool, so he's my third differential. Let's move on to Leicester. Oh, Mahrez has moved up 3% ownership. Interesting. So he's not a differential according to my criteria anymore. Albrighton, 1.8%. Interesting. No one's getting him, even though they scored the same amount of points. And Albrighton actually was getting more returns back into last season in comparison to Mahrez. So, yep, let's lock Albrighton in, definitely. And let's lock in Vardy as well. Oh, actually, he's in a bit of trouble, the naughty boy. What's up with Leicester and the old racism? They can't escape it, can they? Someone just loses their mind and just abuses someone because of their race. It was Pearson's son and a few of his little buddies. Now it's old James Vardy. So he might not play. So let's not lock him in out of principle as well. And I'm not sure what's going on with Ajoa. I didn't even know why he didn't start. I said he wasn't fit. And then I read it somewhere, and then I couldn't see it again, so I assumed he was going to start, and then he just didn't. So I got no idea. So let's not lock him in. So just all Brighton from them. Josh King. Good old Kingy. Oh, not Josh. It's not Josh, it's Andy. Andy King, yeah. Yeah, let's lock him in as well. He looked good. Let's lock all Brighton and Andy King in. Cool. Let's move on to Liverpool. Any differentials worth considering? I'm still on Leicester. There's Livy. Here we go. No. Jordan Ibe, he'll lose his place eventually. Adam Lallana. Is he nailed on? He looks a bit nailed on. Let's whack him in. Let's lock Adam Lallana in. I didn't watch Liverpool games, so I can't really tell, but I'm just locking him in because I think he'll start, and he's at an incredibly low ownership. Sick. Let's move on. Let's lock Adam Lallana in as a potential differential. City. Torre is moving up. He's at a differential zone now. Nah, no one. No, move on. Transitioning onto the other side of Manchester. Any differentials worth looking at? Schweinsteiger. Yep, Ashley Young. Looks pretty nailed on. 2.4%. Lock him in. That's it. Moving on. Onto my tragic Newcastle, who I think played pretty well. 2-2 draw against Southampton is a bloody good result if I've ever seen one. Cool. Wijnaldum is still differential. Actually, who have the old Toonies got? Swansea away. They'll score there. I think the Swansea defence is overrated. Yep, Wijnaldum, lock him in, and lock in Sissoko while you're at it, just for a giggle. So we've got Wijnaldum and Musa Sissoko, lock him in, and lock in Mitch Mitrovic and Cisse for an extra couple of giggles as well. So that's four from my old tragic. Cool, let's move on. On to Norwich. Let's have a look. Redmond did not start, but he came on and scored. So lock him in. And that's it. Lock Bradley Johnson in for a bit of a giggle as well. And that's it from there. So Bradley Johnson, Nathan Redmond. Lock him in. Southampton. Any good little hidden gems? No. Oh, Tadic is just above. How interesting is that? I had a sneaky feeling Tadic was going to outscore Mane in the first game week, and indeed he did. He boasts fantastic FPL-related stats. I like Tadic. I think he's underrated. I think he's overlooked. And I think he will has a very good chance of outscoring Mane this season. And you bank the 1 million as well. And let's say I can't lock in Tadic because he's not a differential according to my criteria. But let's lock in good old Jay Rodriguez. No one expected him to start, did they? But he did anyway. So lock JJ in as well. He was pretty poor, I think, but he'll get better. All right, on to the Spurs. Any mad differentials? Nah. I'm not sure what happened with Dembele, why he started over Lamella. I don't know. He's just not nailed on.
Anyone from Spurs? Nah, they're rubbish anyway. Cool, let's move on to Stoke. They're not rubbish, but yeah. Anyway, Stoke, there's a whole bunch of differentials here. Who have the old Stokies got? Spurs away. I said that they would concede, there's no clean sheets there, so I'm inclined to pick some players from here, so I'll do it anyway. Let's just pick Afolai, Charlie Adam, because I like him, and that'll do. Yeah, that'll do. And Adovic seems a bit sick as well. So yeah, Afolai and Charlie Adam. I'm not sure what their stats like. As I said, I didn't watch that game. You know what? I'm going to have a look now. Stoke City Liverpool. I don't think... Actually, Stoke didn't get many shots away at all, I'm pretty sure. Let's just have a quick look. What do you think? Stoke against Liverpool? I'm not sure. All right. Goal threat. Afolai. Ooh, it's pretty ugly. Who's that one? Charlie Adam. Yeah. Crank Charlie Adam in. Yeah, crank Charlie. Yeah, we'll just lock Charlie Adam in. I like Charlie Adam. I think he's pretty underrated. So yeah, lock old Charlie in. He's a pretty ugly fella, but he's got a bit wicked long shot. Right, let's move on to Sunderland. Is anyone? Oh, Lons. Is it Jermaine Lons? Jermaine Lons? All these new players. Let's just say Jermaine. That's how it's spelled. So Jermaine Lons comes in at under 1% ownership. Lock the Dutch fella in. And Defoe is exactly at 5% ownership. So in this instance, that suffices the criteria. So lock Jermaine Defoe in. Awesome. Cool. Moving on to Swansea. Shelvey, lock him in. Andre Ayew, lock him in as well. And lock Montero in as well. So there is Swansea, like Newcastle, differential gold. Gomez, lock him into 2.5% ownership. That is crazy. Man, if I had some downgrading to do and he was at like 6 million as opposed to 7, I would be bringing him in for sure. Right, moving on. Watford. I like Watford. I think they're the strongest of the three promoted teams. Who have we got? Yep, there's a bit of differential potential here. Kechi Anya. Gerardo at 5.5. Igalo, if he gets a start. I think he will start. He's mercuriously talented. And that's it. I wouldn't be getting that Leon fella in. He's not going to be starting in an attacking role for long. Once Beguis and Igalo sort of get their spots back. So yeah. On to West Brom, who conceded 3 last night. I'm not even going to bother with them. Actually, who have they got? Watford away. Okay, so you might want to consider someone. All right, definitely Ricky Lambert. I would consider him. Berahino's highly owned, said no. Did Chris Brunt play at left back? I didn't see, or was it McLean? Yes, I'll just say no. Just Lambert. Just look at Lambert. He's the only one I'd probably consider there. West Ham. Payet is still not at 5% ownership. Definitely put him on there. He looks awesome. I like him. It's a pity he was just so expensive. 7.5, jeez, that's just so overpriced. If he was like 6, I probably would have got him in. So yeah, definitely lock him in. And that's it. And from the forwards, yeah, you got Sarko, Diafra Sarko, who I didn't end up bringing in as much. But I banged his drum all preseason, and I got Pella instead on like a couple of hours before deadline. So there you go. All right, cool. So that wraps it up for my first FPL Dilemma for an Addict pod proper. Hope you enjoyed it. Awesome, because I enjoyed it as well. See you next time.